sponsored by Arthur's in Spring Green, the finest in casual dining since 1966, specializing in steaks and seafood, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It's 52 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden is in Peru for the APEC summit, where he is set to meet with Chinese President Xi Jinping. Later, he will travel to Brazil for his final G20 summit. ABC's Alex Perez has more from Lima.
Here at APEC specifically, there is a lot of concern about what a change in the administration would mean. We've all heard about these tariffs, and so that is something that President Biden is trying to reassure this week.
At the UN climate summit in Azerbaijan, world leaders found out today that Shanghai is the city emitting more pollution than any other on the planet, followed by Tokyo, New York, and Houston. Some health officials are expressing nervousness over the nomination of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as Health and Human Services Secretary in a new Trump administration. Former acting CDC Director Dr. Richard Besser says Kennedy could worsen mistrust in the nation's public health system. Concerns also raised about Matt Gaetz as Attorney General. He's been at the center of a House ethics probe recently. This is ABC News. A murder that often came up in the presidential race in the debate over illegal immigration is going to trial today in Georgia.
Last February, nursing student Lakin Riley was jogging when she was attacked. President Joe Biden described the 22-year-old as
an innocent young woman who was killed by an illegal.
The suspect is Venezuelan Jose Antonio Ibarra, who was on the radar of then-candidate Donald Trump.
He was an illegal migrant, and he shouldn't have been in our country, and he never...
Beyond the politics, the murder trial begins today before a judge, not a jury, in Athens, Georgia. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
General Motors trimming its workforce, announcing 1,000 layoffs today. And for a second, on an Instagram post this morning, comedian Conan O'Brien was holding an Oscar, thanking the world for the win.
Oh, I'm hosting.
Yes.
I'm an Oscar host.
Exactly.
Oh, do I still get to keep the Oscar?
No, you don't.
He does get to help hand them out, though, as host of the Oscars March 2nd on ABC. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, ET Foods, Richland Family Prescription Center, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Turbos, The People's Community Bank, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Muscadet Mini Mart, Kickapoo Creekside, Arneson Service and Repair, Southwest Technical College, The Homesteader Store, and Gander's Cleaning Services. Now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 52 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for plenty of sunshine and pleasant conditions with a high of 54. Tonight, partly cloudy and chilly, a low of 34. And tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and still mild for mid-November, a high of 54 with south-southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, we have north-northeast winds at 4 miles per hour. And after a low of 41, it's 52 degrees.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court and Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center, is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. No appointment needed. Professional-friendly stay-in-your-car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
If you're eating healthy, eat at Subway, where you have a choice of 8 build-your-own sandwiches with 6 grams of fat or less, plus delicious signature wraps and chopped salads. Hours are Monday through Saturday, 8 to 9, and Sunday, 8 to 8. It's their priority to serve the delicious meals you love in the easiest and safest ways possible. You can order ahead by going online, through your Subway app, or by calling 647-6470. Eat fresh, eat healthy at Subway Richland Center.
Good afternoon. It's 52 degrees in Richland Center at 1207. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin's court system faces a case backlog and attorney shortage. State Supreme Court Chief Justice Annette Ziegler raised both issues during her State of the Judiciary address this week. Ziegler said some counties have actually increased their backlog. The felony backlog currently stands at about 12,000 cases, which is a slight increase from where the courts were this time last year. Ziegler said a pool of reserve judges is helping address the backlog, but a shortage of attorneys contributes to that problem, particularly in rural counties. A 2021 state bar report found 7 counties with no attorneys. Ziegler said access to justice is seriously compromised when members of the public who are exercising their constitutional right to be represented by counsel with an attorney cannot obtain one. The DOJ released its annual crime report. The report shows a total of 765 fentanyl-related cases in 2023, up 84 from 2022. Attorney General Josh Call is asking the state legislature to invest in crime labs to improve staffing for these cases. Call says the state crime labs are essential to protecting public safety and ensuring criminal investigations and prosecutions lead to justice. The AG says DOJ has made enhancements in technology at the crime labs, which should improve the way cases are tracked. DOJ typically releases its annual report in late summer, but it was delayed until this week as the agency dealt with an audit. A new initiative is helping connect local schools and hospitals and creating new opportunities for students. Wisconsin Hospital Association Vice President of Education, Lee Ann Larson, says the goal is to fill the healthcare workforce pipeline while also creating a pathway for stable careers. Larson says grant money will create HOSA chapters in high schools, which help provide students with opportunities to explore healthcare careers and experiences. 30 local hospitals and 23 high schools are taking part in the program. State Superintendent Dr. Jill Underly has proposed creating a new grant program that provides grant funding to Wisconsin schools for the purpose of upgrading water fountains to control for lead and other contaminants. As part of Dr. Underly's 2025-27 biennial budget request, $2.5 million would be provided over the biennium via a grant program that supports schools in modernizing water fountains and ensures students have access to clean drinking water. In October, Dr. Underly announced a budget proposal investing nearly $60 million to help school districts resolve staffing challenges and retain teachers in another $42 million proposal that supports the development of readers in schools and implementing mandated early literacy initiatives. Dr. Underly also recently announced a $311 million proposal for school nutrition that provides universal meals to Wisconsin students at no cost to families. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services has launched an innovative new online tool for people working in overdose spike response, substance use prevention, harm reduction, treatment, and recovery. The Wisconsin Suspected Overdose Alerts for Rapid Response System will provide near real-time data on when and where suspected overdoses may have occurred to inform immediate actions to address drug overdoses. Using data that includes suspected overdose data from ambulance runs and emergency department visits, the system allows users to monitor local trends, set and receive alerts around community-specific thresholds, and connect to essential spike response resources. The WISSOR system is not available to the public. Publicly available anonymous data on confirmed drug overdoses and other substance use data will remain available on the DHS website. The launch of the system follows reports from across the nation that suspected overdose deaths are trending down for the first time since 2018. In addition to data tracking tools like WISSOR, the DHS response to the drug overdose epidemic includes public education on how to talk about substance use to build supportive communities, free distribution of naloxone, the opioid overdose reversal medication, and drug checking supplies like fentanyl test strips, as well as investments in harm reduction response programs, additional treatment and recovery supports like mobile clinics and programs that connect people who have experienced an overdose with people in recovery from a substance use disorder who support and guide the overdose survivor to better health and wellness. Find more information about WISSOR on the DHS website. Newly released estimates from the U.S. Census Bureau's Historical America's Family and Living Arrangements table show that about 64% of households were classified as family households in 2024. This marks a significant change from 50 years ago, when 79% of households were family households. Family households are defined as those that include at least one person related to the householder by birth, marriage, or adoption. In 2024, almost three-quarters, or 74% of family households, were married couple households. Family households that did not include a married couple were more likely to have a female householder than male householder. Among non-family households, about 52% included a female householder, while 48% had a male householder. A substantial portion of non-family households were homes with someone living alone at 81% in 2024, compared with 89% 50 years ago. The U.S. Census Bureau also reports less than half of U.S. family households include children under 18. About 39% of U.S. family households this year included a householder's children under 18. Family households by age of householder 2024 uses data from the 2024 Current Population Survey to compare characteristics of family households, such as presence of children, family size, family members under 18, and home ownership by the age of the householder. The report shows that children of the householder of any age were most common in family households where the householder was 40 to 44 years old at 84%. Less than 10% of all family households included children under age 3. Just over half, or 52% of all family households, had three or more family members. About 57% of family households did not have any family members under age 18, while 19% had one member, 16% two members, and 9% three or more members under 18. And home ownership was more common among older householders. About 37% of householders under age 25 owned their own home, compared to nearly 90% of those age 65 or older. A new report from the BBB Institute for Marketplace Trust, the educational foundation of the International Association of Better Business Bureaus, and the Association of Military Banks of America, reveals that military consumers, which include service members, military spouses, and veterans, report higher losses to scams compared to the general population. Key findings include higher losses. Based on the BBB Risk Index, military consumers reported a median loss of $196, significantly higher than the $130 reported by all consumers. Online purchase scams were the riskiest scam type for all military consumers, making up 32.3% of the scams reported, with 78.5% reporting a monetary loss. Investment cryptocurrency scams were the riskiest scam for active duty service members, with 70.8% reporting losses. Employment scams were the second riskiest scam type for military spouses and veterans. Military consumers face unique challenges, such as frequent relocations and deployments, which may make them more vulnerable to scams. Military consumers are also more susceptible to employment, home improvement, romance, and government grant scams. The highest median dollar losses were reported from scams initiated in person, by phone, and via text message. Payment methods with the highest losses included wire transfer, check, and cash. Complaints reported by military consumers included military consumers had slightly more complaints settled via Better Business Bureau compared to all consumers. Car dealerships and home warranty plans received the most complaints, consistently ranking in the top four since 2019. Other impacts reported include 44% of military consumers reported losing confidence or peace of mind after being targeted by scams, and those who lost money were most likely to report experiencing financial distress, damaged credit, strained relationships, and loss of potential earnings. Attorney General Josh Call has announced a $160,000 settlement with Gunderson Lutheran Administrative Services, Incorporated. The settlement resolves a civil environmental enforcement action against the company for alleged violations of its air pollution control permit and state air pollution control regulations for the company's operation of a wood-fired boiler in La Crosse County. The state's complaint alleges 12 total violations related to a boiler that primarily burns wood waste to produce heat and steam to generate electricity for the Gunderson Lutheran Medical Campus buildings in La Crosse. Four violations allege that the company exceeded its permits limitations or failed to monitor and notify DNR about the boiler's emissions of carbon monoxide. Three violations allege that the company failed to properly calibrate, maintain, and operate, properly calculate emissions from, or maintain records for a pollution monitoring system. One violation alleges that the company failed to perform required particulate matter emissions testing. Two violations allege that the company failed to submit regular monitoring reports, and two violations allege that the company failed to maintain records about tune-ups and inspections related to the wood-fired boiler. The proposed agreement requires the company to pay a total of $160,000 in forfeiture, surcharges, and court costs. It's 52 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1219. Today is America Recycles Day. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Care you can grow with. Your family is growing, and so is RAMC. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is adding more nurse midwives to their team of exceptional obstetric care providers. RAMC brings together dedicated nurse midwives, OBGYNs, family practice physicians, and birth center nurses committed to providing exceptional care and the best experience for growing families. To learn more, visit RAMCHealth.com.
Attention auto mechanics. TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have settled in nicely at our new home, 930 Sextonville Road, across from Simple Elegance. We are very grateful for those friends who have followed us to our new location. Please make sure that the hospital/clinic has the Prescription Center as your preferred pharmacy. Sometimes your pharmacy of choice has changed, so please check each time. Also, remind your provider before they send a prescription. We don't have a drive-thru, but we do have a drive-up. We will run your new or refill prescriptions to your vehicle. When you arrive, park by the door and call. For new prescriptions, call us as you leave the doctor's office so we can fill them and have them ready when you come. Again, it's Part D time. We will pick the plan that's best for you. We do take every plan. There are many changes this year, so let us help you pick the correct plan. Even if you don't come to us, bring me your drug list, and we will make sure that you have the least expensive option. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
It's up to 53 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:22. Today is America Recycles Day. Each year on November 15th, millions of Americans come together to spread the word on how recycling helps us reduce waste, save energy, and conserve precious resources. It is sponsored by Keep America Beautiful. From plastic bottles and aluminum cans to paper and electronics, recycling helps keep tons of materials out of landfills, saves natural resources, and reduces pollution. In honor of the day, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the winners of the 2024 Wisconsin Recycling Excellence Awards. Wisconsin's recycling law bans certain materials from the trash and establishes a statewide recycling program. This year, the DNR recognizes 13 organizations from going beyond what is required by law. In addition to landfill banned items, which include curbside recyclables and electronics, the winners diverted many tons of food waste, furniture, plastic, film, and household hazardous waste for reuse or recycling. This year's winners include, in the projects and initiatives category, the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse. The campus wanted to reduce waste material generated by students moving out of college dorms. To do so, the college partnered with the Greater La Crosse Region Habitat for Humanity. Together, they initiated a dumpster diversion program that was marketed to any student moving out, both on and off campus. The diversion program aimed to collect furniture in strategically placed pod containers on campus. Any collected material would be either donated to local charities or resold at the local ReStore. At the end of the 2023-24 school year, the program was able to divert over 8 tons of household furniture from the landfill. In the overall program category, Vernon County's Solid Waste and Recycling Department operates a source-separated recycling program that accepts traditional recyclables, appliances, electronics, tires, light bulbs, mattresses, waste oils, antifreeze, oil filters, and batteries. In 2024, the county began to accept styrofoam for recycling through a partnership with La Crosse County, Seven Rivers Recycling, and Hilltopper Refuse. The material is processed through a densifying machine that removes the air and melts the material at high temperatures. The finished product is sold and turned into picture framing, window trim, crown molding, and other products. The county also recently partnered with Dummer Farm to implement an organics drop-off program for food waste, yard waste, and other compostable material. Additional initiatives include collecting untreated wood and pallets, textiles, electronics, and appliances, including on common items like vacuum cleaners, fans, and clocks, and working with the Vernon County Fair to promote and improve recycling. Whether at home, school, or work, we can all pitch in to recycle more and waste less. November is Diabetes Month and a time to bring attention to the challenges facing diabetics. Here's Melissa Kay with more.
Nearly 38 million Americans live with diabetes. One challenge facing diabetics is hypoglycemia.
Hypoglycemia is when your blood sugar falls really low, and this can lead to many health complications.
That's Aspyrus Pharmacy resident Rebecca Tao. She said hypoglycemia can happen for many reasons.
One reason is that your body might produce too much insulin, or if you are on insulin therapy, insulin is a hormone that your pancreas make that helps us use sugar for energy.
Symptoms can vary, but you should know what to look for, as dangerously low blood sugar levels can pose immediate health risks if left unaddressed.
Common signs and symptoms to look for are if you are feeling shaky, if you're feeling hunger, also if you have like a fast heartbeat, or if you're feeling dizziness.
Rebecca said if you're feeling these symptoms, you should check your blood sugar level if you can. Then you should follow the rule of 15. Consume 15 grams of fast-acting carbohydrates, wait 15 minutes, then check your blood sugar again and repeat if necessary. It's important to listen to your body and know how to respond to low blood sugar episodes.
A busy food pantry in the Baraboo area is being forced to find a new space. Beyond Blessed Pantry Executive Director Shannon Howley says the lease isn't being renewed despite more families asking for help, typically an average of 600, but in the last few weeks, the pantry has served more than 775 households. In 2023, the Beyond Blessed Pantry served 29,058 households for a total of 102,281 individuals. Over 2 million pounds of food was distributed, and over 13,000 volunteer hours were logged. The pantry has to relocate by January. Howley worries it will have to close during a typically busy holiday and winter season. If you don't have a building, you can't serve people. We have warehouse products and items needing coolers and freezers, but without space, we lose the ability to support our community. In the last of four supermoons of the year today, where the full moon will appear 30% brighter and look nearly 15% bigger as it moves closer than normal to Earth's orbit. You'll have to wait a while to see it look like that again until October 7th of next year. That's when we get three supermoons in a row. It'll move close and look big again on November 5th and December 4th of next year. The one tonight is also known as the Beaver Moon because it's when beavers are most active, prepping for winter, building dams, and gathering food. Next month's full moon is called the Cold Moon. Today's winner in the Ithaca Football Boosters calendar raffle is John Johnson. It's 53 degrees in Richland Center at 1229. Today's vital statistics are next.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City, it's not just a meal, it's an experience with family and friends. Indulge in the ever-popular hash burger. Enjoy a Friday night fish fry or savor Saturday prime rib. After one visit, Turbo's will become your new favorite spot for great food and fantastic service and those unforgettable memories. Turbo's Bar and Grill in Hub City, where food, friends, and fun come together.
Experience is the best teacher, and Advanced Pump and Well Solutions has it in spades. Larry, Shelley, and Chris Jarre lead the way with years of hands-on expertise. Chris brings the kind of knowledge that only comes from time in the field. When your pump or well has an issue, trust Chris Jarre and the team at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. They offer 24-hour service, so help is always just a call away. Reach them at 608-649-4488.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Heinz Turkey Gravy, 12-count case, $5 a case, single jar, 50 cents each. Stovetop Stuffing, $1.75. Libby's Pumpkin Pie Mix, $2.99 or 2 for $5. Duncan Hines Wilderness Cherry Pie Filling, $3.99 or 2 for $6. Pillsbury Cranberry Quick Bread, $2 each. Kraft Mac and Cheese, original and thick and creamy, $1.15. Be sure to look through the cheese cooler for some specialty flavors. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther, located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish Road South, open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sunday, 8 to 4, closed Mondays and holidays.
A clean home is a healthy home. Experience the ultimate cleanliness for your floors and furniture with Gander's Cleaning Service. Just call 608-647-4349 and let Gander's Cleaning Service do the dirty work for you. Their certified carpet cleaning technicians will deliver top-notch steam cleaning and protection for your carpets, tile, and upholstery. Rejuvenate your living space and make your home a healthy one with the help of the professionals at Gander's Cleaning Service. Call 608-647-4349 today and schedule your appointment.
It's 53 sunny degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mary Elizabeth Linz, 95 of rural Richland Center, died November 7th. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 11 at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Keysville, with burial to follow in the parish cemetery. The mass will be live streamed on the St. Mary Keysville Facebook page. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center tonight from 4 until 6:45 with a rosary at 6:45. Friends may also call at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Keysville tomorrow morning from 10 to 11 with a rosary at 9:30. Memorials may be made to Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Parish or Mass Intentions for Mary. Mary Linz is survived by her children, Alan and Amy Linz, Mark and Ann Linz, and Ann and Bob Roth. 6 grandchildren, sisters-in-law, Betty Durst and Celie Spike, and brothers-in-law, Larry Downey and Roger Mellenberger. Mary Elizabeth Linz, 95 of rural Richland Center. John Andrew Surum, 92 of Richland Center, died October 31st at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Sunday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military rites will be held at the Five Points Cemetery Sunday at 4. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from 11 until the time of service at 1. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. John Surum is survived by his daughter, Paula and Kyle Menzel of Duluth, Minnesota, 4 grandchildren, a great-grandson, and many other relatives and friends. John Andrew Surum, 92 of Richland Center. William P. Billy Bunce, 86 of Woodman, died November 26th of last year at home. A celebration of life will be held Sunday from 1 to 4 at Home Agains in Mount Hope. Monty Berger will supply live music. William P. Billy Bunce, 86 of Woodman. Robert Frank Dobson, 80 of Muscadet, died Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 1 until 3, with a time of sharing at 3 at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be directed to the family for a scholarship fund for technical education. Robert Frank Dobson, 80, of Muscadet. Duane J. Parkin, 64, of Spring Green, died Wednesday. A private burial will be held at a later date. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Duane Parkin include a daughter, Brittany Parkin of Massachusetts, five sisters, Monica Hamm and Jordan Ellison, Jean and Clay Porter, Susan and Gerard Gunlock, Victoria and Rick Lane, and Cynthia Pletcher. Also many nieces and nephews. Duane J. Parkin, 64, of Spring Green. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Kira and Trevor Guggen had a son, Lynx Ivan.
For reliable service on everything from cars and trucks to farm equipment, Arneson Service and Repair of Rural Hillpoint is the place to go. Equipped with the latest diagnostic tools and ASC-certified technicians, they handle it all. Lawnmower repairs, hydraulic hose repairs, welding, tire sales, and light or heavy-duty towing. They'll even tow your vehicle or large truck to the repair shop of your choice. Call Arneson Service and Repair at 986-4300 and get back on the road or in the field.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
At Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, we treat your car like our own. Our expert technicians offer superior repair services, ensuring your vehicle gets back on the road in top condition. And to make your life easier, we provide free loaners. Our commitment to quality and customer satisfaction has earned us our stellar reputation. Trust Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists for all your auto body repair needs and experience the difference. Come see us today at Elm Street in Boscobel or call us at 608-375-4434.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows, custom made to order, with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Attention Express Scripts patients of Boscobel and Center Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel pharmacies have become aware that some of you have received notices stating you're out of network. Please don't worry. They're here to address any concerns. If you have questions, reach out to them directly. Rest assured, this situation is resolved and there will be no interruption in services to you. Center and Boscobel pharmacies apologize for any confusion and appreciate your understanding during this process. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy thank you for trusting them to care for you.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Hope you're having a wonderful day, everybody. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it's a beautiful November day across the region. The sun out, temperatures running about 15 degrees above normal, and the winds are light. We will see more wind coming up tomorrow and Sunday as a weather system slides through. Not a whole lot of precipitation, but there is at least a chance of a scattered brief shower Saturday nights as that front comes through. Early next week, still on the mild side, we're going to be watching a rather strong and large low-pressure system come in from the Central Plains. Should bring a soaking rain to all of our region for late Monday afternoon into early Tuesday. Current thinking is that at least an inch could fall, and we'll also have some 20 and 30 mile per hour wind gusts. On the backside of that storm, some much colder weather will gradually rotate in for the second half of next week, which could help produce some snow showers here and there across the region, so it definitely bears watching. The forecast for the rest of today calls for quite a bit of sunshine as temperatures climb up to about 54 degrees and the wind should be variable at 1 to 5. Partly cloudy and cool tonight, low near 34. Tomorrow, partly sunny, breezy, and still mild for mid-November as temperatures top out at 54 degrees, winds south to southeast 10 to 20. Saturday night, mostly cloudy and breezy, some spotty light rain showers possible, temperature dropping to 43. Sunday, partly cloudy, continued breezy and warmer than normal, high at 54. As we head into Monday, turning cloudy and breezy, soaking rain moving in during the afternoon, low 31 with a high of 52. Tuesday, rain mostly ending in the morning, mostly cloudy, breezy and mild, low at 43 with a high of 56. Wednesday, cloudy, blustery, and colder, 40% chance of scattered rain and snow showers, low in the mid-30s with a high of 42. Thursday, continued gray and blustery with areas of light rain and snow possible, low 30 with a high near 40. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a sunny 54 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 49, our low this morning was 41. Our high so far today, our current temperature of 54. The record high for this date set in 1953 is 74. The record low 5 was set in 1989. Last year's high was 66 with a low of 33. Sunset tonight will be at 4:36 with sunrise tomorrow at 6:57. Currently in Richland Center, we have north-northwest winds at 2 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 30.09, and no precipitation to report. It's currently a sunny 54 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A global food brand addresses food insecurity in its own backyard. That's next on Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthshoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The Hormel Foods Corporation has more than 40 product brands marketed in more than 80 countries around the world. Company President and CEO Jim Snee.
What we've come to realize is in our hometown of Austin, Minnesota, the food insecurity rate of approximately 10% hadn't changed in a decade. And lots of good work, lots of really strong resources, but the impact wasn't being felt.
Snee and his wife Tammy felt something needed to be done, and the Hometown Food Security Project was started. Tammy Snee.
So if people are hungry, they're not learning in school, they're not able to perform in their jobs, and they also feel disenfranchised from the community if they're struggling just to make ends meet and they're worrying that their kids aren't going to get fed. So we thought the biggest impact that we can make is get that part fixed. We can come together and address that.
For example, with Thanksgiving coming up, the project is giving out more than 3,000 turkeys this Saturday to folks who come to the fairgrounds in Austin to pick one up. Additional turkeys are being donated to food banks in several other nearby communities. My thanks to AgriPulse for the audio clips. There's a link to their conversation on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
Pesticide Rays. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Orenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans deliver advanced agronomics, improved disease protection, and unprecedented yield potential. Unleash the power of Z-Series soybeans from Pioneer. The president of Crop Life America is concerned about the effects of EPA's pesticide regulation in 2025. Brownfield's Aaron Anderson has more from the 2024 National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention in Kansas City.
Alexandra Dunn says the Endangered Species Act will have an impact on the next growing season.
As new active ingredients are registered, those labels will have requirements on them. Now, how many new active ingredients are going to come out in 2025 depends on how quickly EPA is moving, and EPA has been moving pretty slowly.
She tells Brownfield this could change in the new administration.
There are a lot of new members of Congress, so we want to make sure we meet with them. And we don't want to forget about our states. You know, there have been a lot of changes in the state legislatures.
From Kansas City, I'm Erin Anderson for Brownfield.
The head lobbyist with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says the election results could motivate Congress to get a farm bill passed in its lame duck session. Ethan Lane tells Brownfield,
that would be a really good move to clear the decks of some of this stuff going into what we know will be a busy agenda.
He says it's beyond time to get it finished.
Senator Klobuchar has said as much. She doesn't want to deal with a farm bill in the next Congress. You know, GT's ready to go. I think Mike Johnson is open to that idea. So, gosh, let's see if we can take advantage of this and put this issue to bed with a bill that agriculture likes and focus on other issues next year.
Lane says there is a strong possibility a new farm bill written under a Republican-controlled House and Senate may not get as much support.
The reality is these are some fairly minor adjustments budgetarily to how these programs are administered, and that what was the worst deal ever a few months ago might now start to look pretty damn reasonable, and I think that might be factoring into the math. I hope that it is.
Congress has around 20 days left to get a farm bill finished before the end of the year. A new report finds animal agriculture contributes to all 17 of the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. Hannah Thompson-Wieman with the Animal Agriculture Alliance tells Brownfield,
things like zero hunger, things like positively contributing to communities, providing work opportunities, of course contributing to the environment, healthy oceans. So the animal agriculture community has a very positive story to tell when it comes to sustainability, and we're excited that that's going on at the global scale.
She says the report's release coincides with the UN's climate change conference, COP29, this week. And meat export sales bounced back from the previous week's marketing year lows. The USDA says the week-to-week improvement for beef was led by Japan and South Korea, while Mexico and Japan led the way for pork. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's GrainVantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/GrainVantage to sign up. The GrainVantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street in Reedsburg.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Harchi Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Harchi Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Harchi's crane truck. For more information, call Harchi Lumber, 608-985-7207.
Direct cash cattle trade is quiet and cash hogs are sharply lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity has been quiet following Thursday's business. Live deals in the south were marked at $185, $2 lower than the previous week's weighted averages. Dress deals in the north have been at mostly $290, $3 lower than last week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Box beef was mixed at midday with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 39 cents at $303.41. Select was 13 cents higher at $276.79. The choice select spread was $26.62. At the Ogallala Livestock Auction in Nebraska, steers were steady to $15 higher. Heifers were steady to $6 higher. The USDA says demand was good on a nice selection that was offered. Feeder supply included 71% steers and 25% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers 459 to 464 pounds brought $386.50 to $389.50. Feeder steer 606 to 623 pounds brought $288 to $306. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 456 to 492 pounds, brought $307 to $316. And feeder heifers, 555 to 592 pounds, brought $265.50 to $287.50. Cash hogs are sharply lower at midday with just a handful of negotiated purchases. After a couple of solid days of business, processors likely have needed numbers on hand. Demand overall has been solid on the global market for U.S. pork, which has helped provide some price support. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs. There is concern that there aren't as many available hogs as initially expected. Domestic demand has been inconsistent, which creates some additional uncertainty in the markets. Barrows and gilts at the National Daily Director sharply lowered, down $4.31 with a base range of $82 to $85 and a weighted average of $82.87. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $60, and pork values are sharply higher at midday, up $4.45 at $98.52. Bellies jumped more than $22 to start the day. Butts, ribs, picnics, hams, and loins were all higher. From the National Association of Farm Broadcasting annual meeting in Kansas City, I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about applying 98G pelletized limestone this fall and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
At midday on Friday, hogs are lower, soybeans, cattle, and corn are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Farming's in your DNA and Stein's as well. Stein offers seed genetics developed by farmers for farmers. Stein has yield, live life your way with Stein. Soybeans are higher today, oversold and due for a bounce after the recent weakness with help from a bounce in soybean oil. Soybean export sales were lower than average this week, with China still leading the way. January beans are up 15.5 at 10.03. March is 13.5 higher at 10.12¾. December bean meal's $1.80 higher at $2.88.80. And December soybean oil's up 145 points at $45.89. Corn's modestly higher, also bouncing after its recent weakness, continuing to monitor the very tail end of this year's U.S. harvest and the development conditions in Argentina and Brazil. Export sales were down in the week, but still showed solid interest from Mexico. December corn is 4.5 higher at 423.5, and March is up 4 at 434¾. Wheat's higher as well today, despite the continued strength in the dollar index, which does limit export demand. It's an oversold bounce. Recent rain has improved U.S. winter wheat conditions ahead of dormancy, which is going to happen in the next couple of weeks in parts of the plains. December Chicago's 10.25 higher at 540.5. December Kansas City's up 8.75 at 541¾. December Minneapolis wheat today is now 9 higher at 575.5. Live and feeder cattle are higher, seeing technical support. Direct cash cattle business is essentially wrapped up for the week after Thursday's light lower trade. December live has just gone 17 lower at 182.77. February is still 5 higher at 185.15. January feeders are up $2.70 at 245.50. And as for the hogs, they are down with cash business steady to lower. December leans 55 lower at 79.55. February's down 90 at 82.87. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6400.
Back in 1974, twin brothers Dan and Don Hartung, just 17, rented 40 acres to grow corn. They borrowed equipment and rallied the family to help, turning their first harvest into something much bigger. Now, the following year, the Hartung Brothers, Inc. was born. From those early days of custom farming, their commitment to meeting local farmers' needs and solving challenges quickly grew them from 40 acres to 800 acres in a single year. Today, Hartung Brothers continues to innovate and grow, rooted in family values and dedicated to helping farmers succeed.
Moving away from the center of the plate protein. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Protein consumption patterns have changed generationally. David Newman with the National Pork Board says today's eaters have moved from a center of the plate protein.
We even talk about pork as a carrier food, something that can be used as part of a nutritious diet. So when we think about ground pork and where it was 10 years ago versus today, it's dramatically different. And a lot of that has changed post-COVID. We have had a significant focus on getting ground pork into retail, also working with food service and working with other stakeholders, packer processors, on understanding how does a consumer want to see ground pork positioned? And it is very similar to ground beef, by the way, where we think about the fat to lean ratio and getting a facing in a retail set that's attractive to consumers. And we're starting to see a big lift in ground pork sales and ground pork availability. That's really important, especially in key markets like California, where ground pork is exempt from Prop 12 requirements. So we're actually able to fill some shelf space with an item that is very popular with consumers where we may be missing out on another item.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
What's a corn farmer's favorite dog?
A husky.
Some things shouldn't be flat. But with GHX, you can maximize your acres with one flat price. While other brands sell by the bag, we sell seed by the acre to maximize your yield and profit potential. Our custom seed recommendations combine extensive product characterization and agronomic expertise to get the right product, population, and placement, all for one flat price per acre. Learn how at ghxseed.com/connect.
Hello, this is Chase Heston from TimSec Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a small but good sale, and we have buyers looking for large squares of hay. Large squares stopped at $205 a ton, and large rounds stopped at $135 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. We need real estate. Call 608-723-4024 info, or go to www.timsecauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Heston. Have a great day.
Hello, everyone. This is WRCO's Adam Hess. Be sure and join me every Saturday morning at 8:30 for Prime Mover if you have items to buy, sell, trade, or give away. Brought to you by Sleepy Hollow Buick GMC, Julie Karen State Farm Insurance, J.J. Walsh Jewelers, The Richland Locker, Jones Chevrolet, the All-American Do-It Center, Clark's Power Sports, and by Colloy Contracting. Prime Mover every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 10 on WRCO-FM. WRCO.com and on the Civic Media app.
WRCO.